he's had 20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. It's easier to keep the right focus when we don't try to go it alone. Wellsville is a small town in Allegheny County, New York, with a population of 7,089. It's named for Gardner Wells, who back in the 1850s was the only person who didn't show up for the meeting when the residents were naming their town. I'll bet Gardner was careful not to miss any town meetings after that. Well, the Bible says a Christian should be careful not to miss their meetings either. According to Hebrews 10, we should think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of Jesus' return is drawing near. We all can get busy and tired, wrapped up in our own affairs, but meeting with Christian friends regularly can help us regain perspective and give us the courage to try again. It's easier to keep the right focus when we don't try to go it alone, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
I was having wings with my buddies the other night and left my debit card on the table. But I didn't stress. I have Card Valet from ASE Credit Union. Card Valet lets me turn my debit card on and off from an app on my phone anytime, anywhere, so my money is always safe. If my debit card falls into the wrong hands, I'll get a real-time alert so I can act fast and protect myself. Just another way ASE Credit Union helps me control my money. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Wet at time over the next few days. For today, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Many towns are going to get wet, but some towns will get skipped. High temperature around 91. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, locally heavy downpours in spots, scattered to numerous showers and storms around, with a high temperature in the upper 80s to around 90. And not much change in the overall scenario for Monday. Still a generous supply of scattered storms roaming around. If you're traveling out of town this weekend, our free weather app is a great road companion because it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, it's Millennial Minute. I'm your buddy, Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards. This is the show for millennials by millennials. First we get the mail, then we do the hashtag of the day. Christina, who's mailing us today?
Today's mail comes from Cage in Brooklyn, New York.
What does Cage have to say?
Cage had this to say. Hey Caden, last week I saw this old person, like, completely smoking a cigarette, and I was like, wow, you are literally gonna die. What should I have done?
Oh, I'm, like, so sorry to hear that. I'm sure you felt unsafe, and that is completely not cool. My suggestion would be next time, tell them that they're totally gonna die. And that brings us to our hashtag today. If you see someone smoking, tell them that they're probably going to die. I'm Caden, Erica, Sienna, Ross, Michael, Smith, Edwards, and this has been the Millennial Minute. Thanks.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
What do you know? I made the Millennial Minute today. Little guy's struggle. Hey, Friday edition of Happy Hour. All request edition. 272-9228. I'm Greg Goodell, the guy who will be taking your calls and requests. His name is
Dorian. And here they are.
Jebba, please clap.
Have not heard or gotten an RSVP from...
Alan!
Oh, well. He's working. He's a hard worker.
And I can't remember, this is the God's honest truth, if I invited anybody else.
Oh, we can hang out. We have a good thing going here, don't you think?
Sure.
I mean, you sounded disappointed. Like, oh, I gotta do another show with this millennial punk.
No. Not at all. Not at all. I am a little frustrated at the moment because there's a clip that I previewed at home before I came in, and it's sensational.
Oh, yeah, the one you're telling me about off-air. Inspirational.
Yes. I would put it up there with the best speech. I don't even know the guy's name. It was at a graduation ceremony. And it's... what I learned from a third grade dropout.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's really terrific.
I'd love to hear that.
And it will be our most electrifying moment, but right now it would be more electrifying if we just find the damn thing. I tried to send it to Jay, for God's sake. What the hell's going on in this place?
Yeah, it becomes a ghost town on Fridays.
You're not kidding.
It really does.
I'm waiting for tumbleweeds to come out of the sales department. So where is this thing? John Harris, is this it? No, that's Trump's tweets. Pretty sure I got this today. Ah, there it is. So, we have that.
Nice.
And we're going to play it, I think, now. I'd like to play it now, because at the beginning of the show, this is, it's a, just a little longer than the stuff we normally play. But it is so inspirational. In fact, it's electrifying.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
By the way, I do believe Dan Black is still looking for experienced, talented electricians, 3 to 5 years of experience, full or part-time. So retired electricians, if you want to work for a great guy, great company, and make good money for a limited number of hours, they'd love to hear from you, too. Dan's number is 399-0059. Call him directly, 399-0059. Now I'm beginning to wonder if this thing is... Maybe it's on YouTube. Was that a request?
No, but it was somebody asking, has Don Duncan now opened up in Millbrook? And
yes.
I said yes, and they said, well, that's where I'll be going this afternoon. So good. Thank you for going there, Hyla.
We love Don Duncan.
Good. In middle agreed.
Yes. All right, let me see if I can find this. Third grade dropout speech. There it is. I hope you will listen to this. I have heard many great speeches in my life. I just happened to click on an email that somebody sent. Check it out. And I was mesmerized. This guy has it figured out. And the wisdom that he shares in this speech, and it's very compelling. I don't think I have any trouble hanging with it. The wisdom in this speech is, and the message, the hope, it's one of the best I've ever heard from anybody. Let's see, it's Rick Rigsby.
Okay.
Is his name. And it's a speech about how his father's teachings have guided him. And it's a speech that's filled with passion, joy, happiness, And you'll find a moment or two here where you choke up. And you might be able to relate to a good chunk of this. So let's give it a listen.
Wisest person I ever met in my life. A third grade dropout.
Wisest person.
Wisest and dropout in the same sentence is rather oxymoronic. Like jumbo shrimp. Mm-hmm. Like fun run. Ain't nothing fun about it. Like Microsoft Works. Y'all don't hear me. I used to say like country music, but I've lived in Texas so long, I love country music now. I hunt, I fish, I have cowboy boots and cowboy, y'all, I'm a black neck redneck. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? No longer oxymoronic for me to say country music. And it's not oxymoronic for me to say third grade and dropout. That third grade dropout, the wisest person I ever met in my life, who taught me to combine knowledge and wisdom to make an impact, was my father. A simple cook. Wisest man I ever met in my life. Just a simple cook. Left school in the third grade to help out on the family farm, but just because he left school doesn't mean his education stopped. Mark Twain once said, I've never allowed my schooling to get in the way of my education. My father taught himself how to read, taught himself how to write, decided in the midst of Jim Crowism, as America was breathing the last gasp of the Civil War, my father decided he was going to stand and be a man. Not a black man, not a brown man, not a white man, but a man. He literally challenged himself to be the best that he could all the days of his life. I have 4 degrees. My brother is a judge. We're not the smartest ones in our family. It's a third grade dropout daddy. A third grade dropout daddy who was quoting Michelangelo saying to us, boys, I won't have a problem if you aim high and miss, but I'm gonna have a real issue if you aim low and hit. A country mother quoting Henry Ford, saying if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. I learned that from a third grade drop. Simple lessons. Lessons like these. Son, you'd rather be an hour early than a minute late. We never knew what time it was at my house because the clocks were always ahead. My mother said for nearly 30 years, my father left the house at 3:45 in the morning. One day she asked him, why, Daddy? He said, maybe one of my boys will catch me in the act of excellence. I want to share two things with you. Aristotle said, you are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence ought to be a habit, not an act. Don't ever forget that. I know you're tough, but always remember to be kind. Always. Don't ever forget that. Never embarrass Mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. If Daddy ain't happy, don't nobody care. But, you know, I'm trying to tell you. Next lesson. Lesson from a cook over there in the galley. Son, make sure your servant's towel is bigger than your ego. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Y'all might have a relative in mind you want to send that to. Let me say it again. Ego is the anesthesia that deadens the pain of stupidity. Pride is the burden of a foolish person. John Wooden coached basketball at UCLA for a living, but his calling was to impact people. And with all those national championships, guess what he was found doing in the middle of the week? Going into the cupboard, grabbing a broom, and sweeping his own gym floor. You want to make an impact? Find your broom. Every day of your life, you find your broom. You grow your influence that way. That way you're attracting people so that you can impact them. Final lesson. Son, if you're gonna do a job, do it right. I've always been told how average I can be. Always been criticized about being average. But I wanna tell you something. I stand here before you, before all of these people, not listening to those words, but telling myself every single day to shoot for the stars, to be the best that I can be. Good enough isn't good enough if it can be better. And better isn't good enough if it can be best. Let me close with a very personal story that I think will bring all this into focus. Wisdom will come to you in the unlikeliest of sources, a lot of times through failure. When you hit rock bottom, remember this. While you're struggling, rock bottom can also be a great foundation on which to build and on which to grow. I'm not worried that you'll be successful. I'm worried that you won't fail from time to time. Person that gets up off the canvas and keeps growing
That's the person that will continue to grow their influence. Back in the 70s, to help me make this point, let me introduce you to someone. I met the finest woman I'd ever met in my life. Back in my day, we'd have called her a brick house. This woman was the finest woman I'd ever seen in my life. There's just one little problem. Back then, ladies didn't like big old linemen. The blind side hadn't come out yet. They like quarterbacks and running backs. We're at this dance, and I find out her name is Trina Williams from Lompoc, California. And we're all dancing, and we're just excited. And I decide in the middle of dancing with her that I would ask her for her phone number. Trina was the first one. Trina was the only woman in college who gave me her real telephone number. The next day, we walked to Baskin and Robbins ice cream parlor. My friends couldn't believe it. This has been 40 years ago, and my friends still can't believe it. We go on a second date, and a third date, and a fourth date. We drive from Chico to Vallejo so that she could meet my parents. My father meets her. My daddy, my hero, he meets her, pulls me to the side and says, "Is she psycho?" But anyway, we go together for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. By now, Trina's a senior in college. I'm still a freshman, but I'm working some things out. I'm so glad I graduated in four terms. Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan. So now it's time to propose. So I talk to her girlfriends, and it's California, it's in the 70s, so it has to be outside, have to have a candle, and you have to have, you know, some chocolate. Listen, I'm from the hood. I had a bottle of Boone's Farm wine. That's what I had. She said yes. That was the key. I married the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life. Y'all ever been to a wedding, and even before the wedding starts, you hear this? How in the world? Coming from my side of the family. We get married. We have a few children. Our lives are great. One day, Trina finds a lump in her left breast. Breast cancer. 6 years after that diagnosis, me and my two little boys walked up to mommy's casket. And for 2 years, my heart didn't beat. If it wasn't for my faith in God, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it wasn't for those two little boys, there would have been no reason for which to go on. I was completely lost. That was rock bottom. You know what sustained me? The wisdom of a third grade dropout. The wisdom of a simple cook. We're at the casket. I'd never seen my dad cry. But this time I saw my dad cry. That was his daughter. Trina was his daughter, not his daughter-in-law. And I'm right behind my father about to see her for the last time on this earth. And my father shared three words with me that changed my life right there at the casket. It would be the last lesson he would ever teach me. He said, "Son, just stand. You keep standing. You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. And I'm not talking about just water. You keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up." And as clearly as I'm talking to you today, these were some of her last words to me. She looked me in the eye and she said, "It doesn't matter to me any longer how long I live. What matters to me most is how I live." I ask y'all one question, a question that I was asked all my life by a third grade dropout. How you living? How you living? Every day, ask yourself that question, how you living? Here's what a cook would suggest you to live this way. That you would not judge. That you would show up early. That you'd be kind. That you'd make sure that that servant's towel is huge and used. That if you're going to do something, you do it the right way. That cook would tell you this, that it's never wrong to do the right thing. That how you do anything is how you do everything. And in that way, you will grow your influence to make an impact. In that way, you will honor all those who have gone before you, who have invested in you. Look in those unlikeliest places for wisdom. Enhance your life every day by seeking that wisdom and asking yourself every night, how am I living? May God richly bless y'all. Thank you for having me.
Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Flowers are nature's most beautiful gift. And now there's Ama Roses. Nothing says I love you, or I hate you, or I've recorded our conversation without your knowledge and I'm going to share it with the world like a dozen long-stem, prickly Ama Roses. Order now, or she'll release another tape. Do it. Do it now, or else. The gift that just keeps giving. Ama Roses.
325 on News Talk 93.1 FM. What'd you think of that speech?
Remarkable.
One of the best I've ever heard.
That was very, very good.
I have watched it three times, and every time I choke up.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know that I've ever heard anybody so from the heart with such genuineness. Just a great, great speech. Everybody needs to sit their ass down and watch it. That's how the old man here feels today.
Now, I would suggest, you know, that channel that came from Goldcast.
Mm-hmm.
They put together a lot of those. They look far and wide for speeches similar to that, sometimes a little different, and put that music to it. That one in particular, though, just the
it's
humor.
5 million views.
Well, the humor, the eloquence, how emotional he got. I mean, perfectly delivered, and the message is right at home.
Spot on. Eric, good afternoon.
Hola. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Kind of basking in the afterglow of somebody's glorious speech. That's how I feel.
And yeah.
I'm a little emotional.
That's why I went straight into the break. You don't come out after you play something like that. You're going to sound like an idiot. Duh.
Not you, Greg. That Goldcast, that's why I called. I had heard one. I know I watched it online, but I think I'd heard Joey speak about it where the guy was a DJ or a previous ex-DJ. I don't think you're ever an ex-DJ, but an old DJ. And he had a very similar, well, not a similar story, but he had another story about how he got his start in radio. And it was, that's a very, very good channel. And I'm like you. That chokes me up. And even the guy, the old radio guy, choked me up. Very inspirational. Make you think about how you.
Yeah,
your last day at work.
The speech. What I really, as I was listening to it all three times, I was creating a checklist in my head, because some of what he said I had done. I love the idea that you find wisdom in the strangest places. And the guy that influenced him the most was his dad, third grade dropout. And I found that I had succeeded at some of the template he put into that speech for living life right. But I also, as long as I'm taking a breath, I can still try and apply myself to some of the other stuff that he said.
It's just amazing. Correct.
Just an amazing speech.
It gives you a good perspective. Makes you kind of look at yourself and be like, all right, well, I might have failed at that today, as you're sitting here getting off of work and listen to this guy.
The best part of it is aim high.
Right.
And I've always believed that, and I don't think I've had a better example than when I went to Florida, 26 years old, and I had it in my head, I'm going to be the number one radio guy in this town in 1 year. It's going to take me a year. And that's about the way it worked out. I was just never so focused, and I aimed for this ridiculous height so that if I fell short, I'd still be in good shape. But I actually rocketed over what I realistically thought I could expect for the best possible outcome. And then, because I hadn't done the other part of this, I proceeded to spend a number of years trying to throw it away, because you got to believe you deserve something good before you can embrace it and grow with it. So coming here was another one. I could have cared less what the job paid. Just give me a chance to see if I can't make something happen there. I think I can.
That's the old American ingenuity. Let me get my foot in the door, and then I'm responsible for me after that.
That's it. And I was no kid when I got here, so you know there was all the more risk involved, because I still had a daughter going to college and everything else. And
we're glad you stayed. We're glad it worked out. We love you. We love your sponsors. We support them.
Thank you. And nobody's gladder than me, or more grateful. More grateful.
Well, yeah, you deserved it. You currently deserve it. We love those funny moments.
Thank you very much, sir.
You have a good day, Bob.
Take care. You know who's helping perpetuate the whole Sunny thing? Emily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she.
I know I've hit the mark when I get a duh. Get a kick out of her.
How do we follow that?
Huh?
How do we follow that?
I guess
we're just going to bumble and stumble our way through the next 2.5 hours.
Old Harold Delaney, that's how you follow that.
Yeah.
Something from Norm.
I'm in a good mood today.
I am, too.
Why are you in such a good mood? That speech, number one, but...
Why Am I in a Good Mood by Gregory Benjamin Bunnell.
Yeah.
I think because... I watched him a couple of times, which compels you to kind of go through, okay, what have I done just today?
Yeah.
What am I doing today? And I really didn't get much of an app, but you know what? After watching it, I got myself together. I had a few annoying errands I needed to run. I got them all taken care of. I was back at the house by 1:30. And that's when I watched it a second time. And, you know, a guy in my position, I don't know that I could want more than I have right now. Who's got it better than me?
I mean, I got it pretty good.
I have a beautiful clean pool in the yard. Thank you, David Fagan. God, you wanted to hand out plastic champagne glasses and have people just dip in and drink. It looks like clear champagne.
Well, I'm in a good mood because... I'm happy with the recent past and what I did last night. I'm happy with what I did this morning, getting up. Even though I've got this mild cold, still got a workout done. Mm. Also, special shout out to Donnie Turner at MPB.
Another man. And by the way, Monday afternoon at 3:30, we're having Donnie Davis back.
Yes, he was telling me that earlier today.
the story of Mile Marker 13.
Yes, important story.
Yeah, it's a story that's as powerful as the one we just played in a different sort of way. But again, Donnie, as an inspiring, both of them, as inspiring people in my life, he will be with us at 3:30 because at Mile Marker 13, I think it was Highway 80, 82, or the one towards Union Springs, his whole life changed in an instant with a drunk driver. But he doesn't wallow around in self-pity. I think he's done an amazing comeback considering how damaged he was after that wreck.
Well, so, I mean, I'm happy with the recent past. I'm happy with the present. Shows have been going great today, and people like Donnie Turner have been helping me out today. And then looking forward to the near future, we get to hang out with friends.
Friends.
For a great birthday tomorrow. And then it's SummerSlam weekend, Greg.
This isn't about wrestling.
Yeah,
is it?
It is.
It's the second biggest event of the year.
Save it for the next segment.
And also, it's been going so well up to now. There's no place for wrestling.
I wanted to drive it into the ground.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to thank, Mr. Cole, who sent the following text to me.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Tide. The only team I see on Alabama's schedule that has the potential to beat them is Auburn.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I like your optimism.
East.
Hey, very quickly, I just wanted to let you know that I heard Sonny Fox make an appearance on Joey's show last night. I don't know if Joey caught that, but the old came out during the discussion about music, and I just got the biggest kick out of that.
Oh, yeah, Clay Southernwood Sharp. Yeah, Southernwood dropped that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Hey, listen, help me out. You talk about some great radio. The time you told the story about the girl, Greg, and I forget her name. She had this convoluted name. And, you know, you talked about her, and then this guy calls up and says it's her brother.
That was, yeah.
I know who you're talking about, East.
Do you have that on?
Rosemary Melfelder.
Melfelder.
Yes, that was the best. That was some of the best radio. I think you should have got one of those awards for that.
You know what? I don't think that's in the system.
No.
That's so unfortunate.
It is. Because that was actually Gaylord, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a banana-sized problem. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. I mean, it was palatable. Greg, I could feel the look on your face over the air. That was incredible. Incredible.
That was a dandy acting job by old Gaylord there, wasn't it?
It was. He was awesome.
Can I play something for you this afternoon, East?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Anything Norm, you know, that would be great. You got some new stuff, you know, let it fly.
Oh, Sigmund Ezebo?
Sigmund Ezebo would be good, too. Yeah. Norm.
I want to hear that. I want to hear Bake My Biscuits.
Rotisserie
Goat.
There
you go.
Rotisserie Goat.
Yeah, y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks. And this is Lee in Wetumpka.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
I'm in a good mood. I thought I'd share with you because I'm not watching the news today.
Yeah.
So that's the goal.
Well, you know what?
No news.
That is a great way to get in a good mood and stay in it by not watching the freaking news.
Exactly.
I heard a little statement on one of the newscasts, Trump, as he was getting on Marine One, I think, talking about Bruce Orr and the corruption and, this idea that Trump taking away Brennan's security clearance limits his free speech.
Oh, it's like he's bringing back the alien sedition.
Yeah, that's for
sure. Oh, my God.
What do you
God.
Need? You're gone. What do you need security clearance for? You don't need
What do any of them need a security clearance for? If they're not working for the CIA or FBI, why is that a lifetime privilege? That's BS.
Exactly.
They abused it. They're treasonous. Brennan is the treason, the seditionist in this group. He's the ringleader.
The treasoner.
Yeah.
I just hope someday the hammer falls. But anyway, I didn't mean to take you down the rabbit hole there, but...
Oh, well, I can't wait. I mean, the media, which claims they are not acting in concert against Trump, 350 of them run the same editorial. They're not, you know,
right.
It's just a joke. just a joke.
Yeah, collusion, maybe? There's some real collusion.
Sounds like collusion to me.
Two quick things. One, I heard you mention David Fagan. I'm on the HOA board in my neighborhood, and we were recommended David Fagan. He has been amazing. Nice. He doesn't charge us find a bunch of junk charges to hammer on us if we have an issue. You know, we've had to spend more because our pool has been really good. We have a neighborhood pool, been really busy this season. And, of course, the cost has gone up. You know, he has to make money. But he's not finding reasons just to keep tacking on and tacking on and tacking on. The quality of the pool has been superb. So, definitely
I'm glad you're using him. I think he's excellent. And great Zach, guy. The guy that comes in and takes care of our pool. Although Dave has been to the house, he was the one that figured out the whole
with your bathtub pump, thing. Yeah.
Once the plumbing problem was fixed by Clark's, David was the one that figured out where the water was and where that weird smell was coming from. And then we went about getting it fixed. So he's pretty good. He's the water finder. What do they call these?
He definitely knows the stuff.
They used to call them witchers. They used to have like these dividing rods, and they could find wells or where water was underground with this witching thing.
Do you remember this?
He does that with our pool problems. He finds them before they happen and stops them. So, and then one quick question: I've got a friend who has never heard "Old Hero of the Landing." I was using it. The last punchline there has become kind of a thing where if somebody says something and I can't believe they don't know it, I say, "Oh, you never heard kind of a whatever." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "What do you mean? You've never heard kind of a boot?" And he says, "What?" He says, "You're nuts. So if you're going to play it, can you give me an idea what time? I'm going to call him and tell him to listen."
I'm looking at the rest there. All right, we will play Old Harold Delaney right after Fox at 4.
All right, right after 4 o'clock. Then.
25 minutes or so.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Hope you all have a fantastic weekend.
You too. All right, so we got Dr. Sigmund Ezebo coming up. Old Harold Delaney, right at 5. They run these. Have you seen these pictures they run with us and the morning team on CBSA, Alabama Rising?
I've seen a few.
And there's a shot in there where I'm sitting on a sofa and I'm telling one of my lame ass stories. I look like Old Harold Delaney.
No, you don't.
The only thing that's missing is a Scrabble board.
You look like Burt Reynolds in Boogie Nights.
Okay. Take that. That's fine. Hey, also wanted to mention.
That's fine.
hey, you know, I'll take it.
Except you have real hair.
I saw the horizon darkening as I was pulling up, so I want to go down and see if it's...
And you sure you don't want to talk about SummerSlam weekend, baby? Woo!
We'll find a spot for that today.
Okay, sure. Sure we will.
The next time you have... Let's check traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking really good as we start the afternoon. No problems on the interstate systems. I don't see anything over on the 31s either. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Looks like Taylor Road and Vaughn Road, pretty typical for this time of day. The national clearance event going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com and unlock your clearance price. That's at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's a Salano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the Pepper Tree by the Chappies, the Boyga Joint. Yeah, the Boyga Joint. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Marguerite's and Pepper Tree.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard or garden hasn't gotten wet yet, there's still a good chance it will, with scattered to numerous storms roaming around and then fading out tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, once again, a wealth of scattered to numerous showers and storms. Not every town will be affected, but many will, with locally heavy downpours and a high in the upper 80s to around 90 both days. And then Monday, not much change, still scattered storms around in the afternoon and evening hours, high around 90. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? Get it on your phone or tablet today and you can track where the storms are now and where they're going to be and where the lightning is and which way the storms are moving, plus push notifications for any severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I called the bakery this morning because I tried to find out from you because my wife, we don't have the electricity at our home because she, you know, pay the bill. But I tried to find out from you, how much do you charge if I bring my biscuits by and you bake my biscuits for me?
I don't think I can do that, sir.
Why not, ma'am? I just need to bring back the biscuits and my bacon, and we have some barbecued rotisserie goat, and we just need that cook right quick. And I have my money, ma'am. I don't ask for free. I don't ask for handout.
Well, sir, it's not the matter that you have the money or not. See, I can't bake something for you, and you take it out of here. Something should happen.
But it's my biscuits. Those are my biscuits. I bring in myself, ma'am, because we don't have electricity, and
sir,
we eat the biscuits.
If you come up here, we got biscuits and stuff that you can buy that's already baked.
I know, but I like the Hungry Jacks because they have the Pillsbury man, and you hit them in the belly, and he make the noise, and the biscuits have layers. Because
and what is your name, sir?
My name is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I am from the Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
I come to the America 4 years ago. Please don't be a biscuit hater, ma'am. Don't.
I'm not a biscuit hater.
Yes, you're, ma'am. You are biscuit blocking. You are biscuit blocking on me. And I'm trying to find out because I will give you some of the rotisserie goat if that is what you like. Because I am very smart because I am doctor. I went to college and you did not go to the college. And that is why I'm smart.
So I can transfer you to a store manager.
I do not want to transfer.
Okay, well, sir, I can't bake the biscuits for you.
Can do you have butter? Can you just give me some butter in a go cup so I can have some butter for my biscuits?
I will buy the butter for you if you want the butter, sir.
If I buy the butter, can you put it in the oven and melt it for me so I can have something to dip my raw biscuits in and me and my children?
That's the only thing I can do. We sell biscuits here. You can buy our biscuits.
If I buy the biscuits there, will you bake them for me there?
It has to be a product that I bake in the bakery, sir.
Well, if I bring the biscuits to the bakery, then they will be inside the bakery. I just do not want to eat raw biscuits, ma'am, because
you don't have to eat a raw biscuit, sir. You can buy biscuits that's already baked.
Because you dip them in that butter, and it makes your stomach very, very, and you have that loose booty. You get that loose booty, and
sir, it's got to be a joke.
And you sit on the toilet, and then your booty starts clapping. You make your booty clap, make it slap. Talk to me now, because you'll be walking around the house and you have the gas and you and the gas and it smells so bad because
Okay, sir. I'm going to transfer you, okay?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Namaste.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV at 3:49. Here's what you need to know today. No verdict of the Manafort trial yet.
Not yet.
Although the judge said he's been threatened. He's got to have federal marshals guarding him. Who could be making threats against the judge presiding over a trial of an associate of Trump's? Can you imagine who might be behind that? I don't think you have to think too hard. The market had another good day. Dow inching back up towards 26,000. All green. All the indexes were in the green today, which is great. And this insanity over a guy who actually voted for a communist at the height of the Cold War, John Brennan. They should make a don't they have a Muppet that looks just like him?
No, he looks like Voldemort.
Yeah. That from Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh. From Harry Potter?
Yes.
I knew it was one of those two. I don't watch those or Lords of the Rings because I can't remember all these made up character names. I like movies with Bill and Sally.
So you can't get down with like Aragorn and Gimli and Frodo and Bilbo and
no.
What about Legolas?
If the movie is Animal House and I have to remember Flounder and that, you know, that's one thing. But not these fantasy movies. I just can't.
Fine.
So Brennan's out there, flapping his gums about, I took my security clearance away. It should gravely worry all Americans. Well, guess what? At least half of America could care less what you think because they see you as the traitor, asshat. Chris Paranto, this is the best tweet of the day.
Oh, Tonto, yes.
Yeah. My principles are greater than clearances too, John, especially when you and the CIA Kool-Aid drinkers punished us for not going along with the Benghazi cover-up story in order to protect you, Hillary Clinton's, and Barack Obama's failures. You put your politics before us. What a great tweet.
Damn. That was a guy who was actually there on the ground.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to retweet that.
Wow.
And I just did.
Strong, strong words.
Yeah, that's another thing that the media has never really... You know, that movie came out 13 hours?
Yes.
Amazing movie. You walked out of it. It was a great movie, but you walked out of there really pissed. Because you realized just the great and extraordinary lengths they went to hide the whole damn thing. How about this weekend stopping by and visiting our friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime at Adams Motorsports. And you know, talking to Randy Burkhalter yesterday, hunting season is close. This is really the season for off-road excitement, and boy, do they have it in bunches. The Polaris product line, products that are made right here in Alabama, by local, from your local dealer, Terry Adams. Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, they make scooters that get over 100 mpg. These manufacturers offer incentives, starting with interest rates that are extremely low and easily achieved. Average credit, that's all you need. You don't have to go in with an 840 credit score. So stop and see Terry and his team. By the way, of course, they have a complete accessories department. If you're looking to get on the water by the weekend, they can make that happen for you. And after your purchase, they're there with a service department that Terry strives to make as close to 100% customer satisfaction as possible. One of the best ratings, not only in the state of Alabama, but in the entire country. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, adamsmotorsports.com. And I don't think Terry would mind if we plugged his highly rated Saturday night show, 6 to 9. Clearing the air right here on News Talk 93.1 FNN.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of slow spots to tell you about. Hopefully they won't last very long. One is between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Some slow traffic there in the northbound lanes of 85. And then get on 65 right after you pass Highway 143 up past Cobbs Ford Road. There's some slow traffic up that way as well in the northbound lanes of 65. So be very careful up that way. Everything else looking pretty good. All of 85 is pretty much clear up to Chantilly Parkway. The Boulevard looks okay, and Atlanta Highway looks pretty good so far this afternoon. Today is the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire, so make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
I'm sending you on an extremely controversial mission.
I'm not into evil and torture and all that stuff.
Human rights are so yesterday here.
I don't fit in anywhere else except for under the spotlight.
If two DJs came in to interview me,
I would enjoy that very much.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values with mail-in rebates on select tires. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, it's summer and you have a lot going on.
We do. I mean, we are enjoying the air conditioning and the good prices that we have here for the college kids. So if you're working on that, you need to come in and see, because we've got the chests and the desks and the dressers and bookcases. And, you know, if you need to get plates and flatware and all that, we've got that too.
Now, this is furniture that'll stand up over many move-ins and move-outs during the college years, right?
It's not fiberboard, it's not sawdust, and it's not cheap stuff. I mean, cheap meaning quality. But you can furnish the whole apartment for a real, real good price. And we just invite you to come around and see all 3 floors, because they are great bargains.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, and Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Eastbrook Shopping Center.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. You can make a mistake on the air.
We had a very Darrison, let's go ahead, Terrace Station, let's go to the bit, they have the pit.
Let's go ahead, Terrace Station, let's go to the bit, they have the pit.
It was worth the white knuckle ride. You were hysterical.
You can count on a Subaru for the countless adventures ahead, because owning a Subaru means confidence now and down the road. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come in during the Subaru Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Now for a limited time, you'll get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Visit Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends September 4th.
ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values and appreciation data. www.alg.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
He's one of the most consequential global figures of our time. He transformed Great Britain's education and healthcare systems. He served as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. And he's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents the Right Honorable Tony Blair, October 4th at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling